You're listening to SBS News.
The International Monetary Fund has predicted 2020 will be the worst year for the world economy since the 1930s Great Depression. It comes as the ongoing spread of the coronavirus continues to force governments to enforce strict lockdown restrictions, with global GDP forecast to lose around $14 trillion over the next 2 years as a result. IMF Managing Director Kristina Georgieva says the pandemic has plunged the world economy into a crisis like no other.
What we are concentrating on is to act decisively with what we have. And as it was in the case of the global financial crisis, the world, under the pressure of necessity, always comes together.
The IMF is already seeing the effects of COVID-19, with an unprecedented 102 of its 189 member countries already requesting financial assistance. Its monetary support, the IMF is hoping to meet, having pledged its full $1 trillion in lending capacity to helping member states in need. In particular, Ms. Georgieva says the IMF is looking at how it can support its poorest members first.
We have to be mindful of the difficulties that emerging markets, developing countries would be experiencing, and we have to do for them what advanced economies do for themselves. Very massive support building this bridge between now and the period when the pandemic retreats.
The need to support smaller economies through the pandemic has prompted G20 leaders to agree to immediately suspend debt payments from the world's poorest nations. Saudi Finance Minister Mohammed Al-Jadan says it is hoped poorer nations will then invest the money in preparing their healthcare system for dealing with the coronavirus.
Actions today resulted in a comprehensive IMF financial support package and implementing urgently the support proposed by the World Bank Group and the multilateral development banks, amounting to over US$200 billion.
Imperial College Chair of Infectious Disease Epidemiology, Professor Asra Ghani, says that international collaborative approach is vital for global recovery.
All countries are learning about what works and what doesn't work. And so by sharing data, sharing information, I think the onus really is on us to try and improve what's out there and help and support those countries that just have lesser capacity.
The IMF's Kristina Georgieva says it gives her hope the world will get through the economic downturn.
Just seeing how the G20 united around debt standstill for the poorest members gives me that confidence that whatever is necessary, we will collectively do in the face of this tremendous crisis.
The IMF predicts if the pandemic fades in the second half of 2020, global growth will rebound by 5.8% next year, but GDP will remain below pre-virus trends. While many developed countries are pushing to get their economies up and running as soon as possible, experts like Professor Neil Ferguson, Imperial College JID Director, warn taking off restrictions too early will have even worse effects on health and on the economy.
What we have done, at least in high-income countries, is stop the epidemic in its tracks. But that doesn't make the virus go away. So the challenge we face is if we lift these measures too quickly, we will just get a resurgence of the epidemic, and it could be even worse than the first time.
You can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Bethan Smolenik, SBS News.